It's Toby and Chili's Crazy First Date.
Welcome, Aubrey from Manassas.
So tell us what happened.
Our mutual friend actually set us up together. I had recommended a Japanese bistro that was located in his neighborhood. He was totally for it, but he seemed kind of hesitant. We got there. I ordered like a Japanese sushi platter for him to try. He has never told me he doesn't like any sort of seafood. I made the mistake of giving him the spicy scallop roll. When he took a bite, I could see the fear in his eyes. He was about to blow in the middle of a restaurant. Everything was going downhill from there. I tried to clean it up, though, and I gave him a slice of ginger, and I told him that it would cleanse his palate and get the taste away. So he decided to eat that. That was the second mistake I have made that night because everything went downhill again. But this time it attracted everybody's attention in the entire restaurant. We decided that we were going to pick up the check really quickly, head into the car and go home. Once we got there, he looked at me and he looked flushed.
So did you stay with him until he got better and kind of recovered?
I did. We kept talking. I made sure that he was okay, got him some water, and then I headed home for the night.
For the second date, did you guys go to like a burger joint or someplace more traditional without seafood?
Yes, we actually went to Five Guys. That was a better option.
Oh, I'm glad that he wasn't too embarrassed to go out with you again. You know, some guys would have been like, I can't face her again.
You know, he is such a gentleman, treats me so good. I was like, I'm up for a second date. Let's give this another try. We're still together to this day. He's in the Army, so I'm just waiting for him to come home.
Toby and Chili in the morning on 97.1 Wash FM.